It was a cold winter day in Detroit, Michigan, as hundreds of workers began another day of work at a local car factory. As workers walked into a crowded, strenuous environment, the CEO of the company walked into his office to start off his day. Although both parties work as hard as each other, CEOs tend to make far more money than the factory workers. In fact, the average CEO-to-worker pay ratio in the United States is 375-1. In a nation that prides itself among equal opportunities to succeed, our wealth inequality gap is the fourth largest among all developed countries. Education is a backbone to success, and people living in poverty or low-income areas typically have far different education experience than others. This is primarily a product of the local tax systems that fund these schools. Lower-income schools simply don't receive enough funding and thus are left without educational opportunities. This shows why only 9% of people living in low-income areas obtain a college degree. This makes it harder and harder to get out of poverty, which is why it's one key to the wealth gap and how large it has become. Besides education, greed seems to play another pivotal role in our wealth inequality gap. Greed among CEOs forces them to find different ways to outdo the competitor and, in certain circumstances, this results in lower wages. As mentioned earlier, the CEO-to-worker pay ratio is 375-1, which just creates more and more people in poverty. The unequal opportunities provided to people in low-income areas is a concerning issue because of the problems in poverty. The majority of these people that have been placed in prisons come from impoverished areas. There are a majority of reasons why this happens, but unless we start focusing on the real issue at hand, wealth inequality, these numbers will continue to rise. This is why the failure of our current economic system to create viable advancement opportunities for the lower socioeconomic class is the most concerning issue of the 21st century.